John chapter 16. I have told you these things so that you are not offended. They will excommunicate you from the synagogues, but an hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he's offering service to God. And they will do these things because they do not know the Father or me. However, I have told you these things so that when the hour comes, you will remember that I told you them. But I did not tell you these things from the start, because I was with you. Now, though, I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you is asking me, where are you going? But because I have told you these things, sorrow has filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is advantageous to you for me to depart. Since if I do not depart, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convince the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I am going to my Father, and you will see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world stands judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them at present. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you into the whole truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will say, and he will announce to you things to come. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and announce it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. That is why I said that he takes from what is mine, and he will announce it to you. Just a little while, and you will not see me. And then another little while, and you will see me, because I am going to the Father. Then some of his disciples said to each other, what does this that he says to us mean? Just a little while, and you will not see me. And then another little while, and you will see me, and I am going to the Father. So they said, what does this that he said mean? Just a little while. We do not know what he is saying. Now Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him about it, and he said to them, are you discussing this matter with each other because I said, just a little while, and you will not see me, and then another little while, and you will see me? Truly, truly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. So you will be grieved, but your grief will turn into joy. When a woman is in labour, she is in pain, because her hour has come. But when she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the suffering, because of the joy in that a man has been born in the world. So you now have grief. But I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. And on that day you will not ask me anything. Truly, truly, I say to you, that whatever you ask of the Father, in my name, he will give you. Up to now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be fulfilled. I have told you these things in Proverbs, but the hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in Proverbs, but I will inform you plainly concerning the Father. On that day, you will ask in my name, but I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on behalf of you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came from the Father, and I have come into the world. I am leaving the world again, and I am going to the Father. His disciples said to him, look, now you are speaking plainly, and are not using any proverb. We now know that you know everything, and don't need anyone to ask you. By this we believe that you have come from God. Jesus replied to them, do you now believe? Look, the hour is coming, and has now come, for each of you to be scattered to his own home, and for you to leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have spoken these things to you, so that you may have peace in me. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good courage. I have overcome the world.